Got this DM from Dana.
Hey guys, need opinions on this because I have to think I'm not the only one who feels this way.
All right.
For my mom's birthday, my brother's sister and sisters-in-law and I are organizing and paying for a new family portrait to be taken in the fall. Okay. My youngest brother is not married but has a live-in girlfriend. His girlfriend was included on a recent email among the siblings about multiple upcoming events, one of which was the portrait.
Mm-hmm.
She now thinks she's to be in the picture and offered her availability. I'm bothered by this. In my opinion, family requires blood or legal ties.
Oh.
I am also in a serious relationship, but would never consider including my boyfriend in a professional family photo until we're married.
Mm.
I've been accused of not liking my brother's girlfriend, but she's not been around the family enough for me to get to know her. Anything I say about her being in the portrait will likely be misconstrued as me not liking her. But am I justified in wanting only family members in my family portrait? If so, can you offer any suggestions on how to approach that?
Dana, I heard that exactly the way you probably didn't want to for me to hear it, is that you just don't like her.
No, I think I completely see her point. Because, and I say this because there was in one of my grandma's family portraits that's been on the wall, was on the wall for years. And my uncle was married to Sheila. But when they got divorced, they cut her out.
Well, but then.
The family portrait and kept it on the wall.
But that's.
It's just this cutout picture.
That's funny. But that's, I mean, they were married. So
they were married. And so, you know,
Dana's
for that,
point. That they would have been all right.
Right, exactly. Yes, the married siblings can stay. But my point is, it is much more of a possibility that they're going to break up. And then you've got this awkward family photo now with this ex-girlfriend in the picture.
Doesn't everybody have photos like this?
Family photos? Yeah, with boyfriends and girlfriends?
Maybe not professional photos, but like photos at like family functions and where everybody gets together and someone just with a phone just takes a photo of the group.
Yes, that is different. This is a professional family photo, a portrait
that's going to be hanging
on the wall for a long time.
It's not different.
It is different.
It's a snapshot of what your lives are at that moment.
A professional photo that's going to hang on the wall for a long time. This is not like this is going to be on a frame on dad's desk or something. No, this is going to be on the wall. This is a professional family portrait. And yeah, I see her point. I think that only legally married couples, spouses.
Legally married.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, Dana, lighten up. Lighten up.
Really?
Put them on the ends then.
Oh, wow. So that you can easily cut them out?
Yeah, right. Put them on the ends. Or you can blow it up a little bit more and you can make sure that there's a frame matting that just covers them up a little bit more. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
That's what Leslie agrees with you. Put them on the end. They're easier
really?
To crop out.
All right. Well, that's all right, though. That's one person.
Goodness.
Who's the most random person that's made it into a family portrait in your family?
I think if you're paying for a portrait session for the family, only family gets in it. And
but
that includes
she's paying
spouses.
For a portion of it.
Yeah, the siblings, they're all pitching in.
Right. So shouldn't she get the, like, shouldn't then she
go. Your girlfriend's not paying.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, shouldn't she say to the other siblings, like, hey, what's your thought on this? And since everybody is pitching
in. Everyone else but the brother whose girlfriend it is.
Well, maybe the brother even goes, yeah, no, I'm cool with that. We'll just keep it family, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I think
the fact is that Dana's own boyfriend's not going to be in it. And if she's coming from the standpoint like, hey, I'm not asking my boyfriend to be in it. I feel like let's not have boyfriends, girlfriends in the family portrait. Because I feel like that's weird.
I mean, okay, but still, Dana, lighten up.
Seriously?
Lighten up.
I see her point.
It's a photo.
It's a portrait.
All right. Anyways,
a portrait that is different than a photo.
You and I
are going to agree to disagree.
Have come to a crossroads.
Well, I'm on Team Dana,
and I'm on Team. It's a snapshot of your life right now. Shouldn't you celebrate that? And why don't you just invite your boyfriend, Dana, and call it what it is?
Okay. All right. So, but put them on the ends so you can cut them out.
There's
you break up.
There are some family photos that are floating around that there's like ex-girlfriends of my brothers-in-law there, and it's like, oh, I remember her. Like, you know, oh, look at that.
Here's a question. Wedding photos, family weddings. Are you having girlfriends and boyfriends of family members in those photos?
Are we talking about weddings right now?
It's a family portrait. It's a family portrait.
All right, hang on. All right,
it's
all right,
a formal picture of the family.
I want to hear, since Kelly and I are literally at a crossroads, we can't agree on anything. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your thought on it, your take. Either convince Kelly or convince me that one of us is wrong. All right?
I got a text message. Sorry, Ben is wrong. She's not family until they're married. Shouldn't be in the picture.
Okay, fine. You just find the ones that agree with you. That's great.
Professional portraits are usually made with several proofs. So get one with her and one without her. And you can exchange the photos when they break up.
All right. 502-795-1997. Diving into the DMs here. Dana's throwing a big old temper tantrum because her brother's girlfriend thinks she's going to be included in this family portrait that they're doing for her birthday or something
like that? It's for mom's birthday. Yeah. So the siblings are getting together and paying for this portrait session. And she's like, you know, obviously spouses are included because they're part of the family officially. Mm-hmm. Kimberly says, take pictures with your phone of the girl boyfriends, not in the family portrait. Or if they're all paying to have them take pictures together just by themselves, not in the family portrait, though Kelly rules on this one. Sorry, Ben.
Yeah, so I'm saying, look, Dana, I think you just need to lighten up, do whatever. I mean, allow them in, who cares? Because it's a snapshot of what's happening in your life at the moment. Things change, you want to remember what's happening in everybody's life, right?
What if things change in 2 months?
Okay. Hey, Kelsey, what's your thought?
I agree with Kelly, I've been in the same situation.
We're going through a tunnel, I can't hear you anymore.
I was not in that photo, I did not ask to be in that photo. And now we're married, and it's not a problem.
So you were the girlfriend?
Yes, I was the girlfriend.
Okay, and so you were put in a family photo of a family that you are no longer a part of right now?
No, I was not. They had that family photo, and I later married that man, but I was not in that photo during that time.
Oh,
I see.
But I was I was there. I watched them get the photos taken.
Does that bother you now that you are married, or did you understand it at the time?
Totally understood. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to marry this guy.
All right. I understand. Gotcha.
Now, Crystal says, as a woman who's been in a relationship for 12 years and kept out of numerous family photos due to the fact I refused to marry, I feel this is wrong. Mm. I've got 3 kids with this man and not allowed in family photos because I don't wish to be legally wed.
See, there you go.
That's different. That's a different scenario. When you have children with someone, your family.
Well, then you can't make a black and white statement of saying, hey, if you're not hitched, then you're not in the photo.
Okay, listen, I've seen this kind of roll in. A lot of people are suggesting you take several photos. One of them, you know,
Let's hear from a photographer. Hey, Katie.
Well, I'm a photographer, and so I photograph weddings, and I photograph families. Uh-huh. And I think that the whoever it was that sent in the letter or whatever it was, that they should get in contact with the photographer and let the photographer know what the situation is. Oh. And then that way they can kind of plan accordingly. Because what I do is when I do like weddings or families, I do a whole group photo first and then I start taking people away.
Ah,
so gotcha. Way,
yeah.
That's a really good idea.
No, that's a very diplomatic way of doing it. So it's like everybody can come, and then it's like, all right, so now I just want siblings. Yeah. All right, so now I just want the parents.
That's good. That's really good. I think that's a good compromise.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, Katie, do you do tasteful nudes?
Stop! Oh, my God!
I have done Bajor photos before.
Yeah!
No nudes. Well, half nudes, I guess.
All right. All right. All right. Yeah. Just curious. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right.
Oh, you too. Bye.
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 Have to make it awkward, don't you?
Well,
you have to.
She's a professional. She understands.
Uh-huh.
She
absolutely
gets these questions. At least
I think that's honestly the best way to go about it. Just let the okay.
Let the photographer know.
Yes, let the photographer know, invite everybody, and then start with a big group picture and then take some people away so that you actually do end up getting just a family portrait that mom can put on the wall.
I like that because then you
put everybody's happy.
You put the onus on the photographer to organize everything,
yep.
And that's what they're there for. That's part of what they're paid to do, and
yep.
Then you can invite that little hussy of your boyfriend's girlfriend.
Nobody feels left out. Yeah. Nobody feels left out. Everyone's included, but mom gets a picture of just her family that she can hang up on the wall, and everything's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still think Dana can chill out in just a hot sec.
What? No, I get what she's saying. I understand where she's coming from.
Right,
that's the best compromise, though.
That's a good compromise. Let's end it there. All right.
Okay.
Before we start arguing some more.
All right. Benny's like, please, Ben and Kelly, don't break up.
Yeah, who gets the photos then? All right. And that is diving into the DMs.